A very good evening to you listeners. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, December 5th, 2018. And this is Diaspora Forum. My name is Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
Would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world. Tonight on Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the legacy of America's 41st President, George H.W. Bush.
The former U.S. President passed away on Friday last week at his home in Houston, Texas, at the age of 94. He served America in various capacities, including 2 terms as Vice President to Ronald Reagan before he was elected president in 1988.
Bush's body was flown to Washington, D.C. on Monday, where it laid in state at the U.S. Capitol. Today, a church service was held at the National Cathedral before his body is returned to Texas for a private service on Thursday, where the late president will be buried beside his late wife, Barbara, who passed away in April this year.
In honor of the 41st U.S. President, President Donald Trump declared today, Wednesday, a national day of mourning and issued an executive order to close federal offices.
So tonight we are discussing about the 41st President's legacy. What do you have to remember Mr. Bush or President Bush for, and what is his legacy?
Indeed, ilo utaba isikhuluma ngalo sihlobo zami ezithandekayo. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lwe Diaspora Forum sikhuluma ngokutshona kuka mnumzana George H. W. Bush, owake waba ngumongameli weMelika, ubhubhe ngolwesihlanu ngeviki edluleyo eseleminyaka yokuzalwa engamashumi ayithoba mne munye lane 94. Sikhuluma nje kulomkhosi okumvalelisa khonapha Washington DC lapho kulomongameli Donald Trump kanye labanye abake baba ngomongameli kumnumzana Barack Obama kanye lo George W. Bush. UGeorge W. Bush ngumta kamoyi yena lo esingaye lamhlanje uGeorge H. W. Bush, ilo utaba esingaloge elamhlanje.
Ongubadiwa neva vatereri neva tariri nasi tirukukurukura nezve naka yakasiwa nava George H.W. Bush vanove mutungamiri weAmerica wechimakumana nemumwe kana kuti 41st president vakashaya svondo rapera nemusi wechishanu kumusha kwawo kuHouston mudunhu reTexas. Mutumbi wawo wakazouyiswa kuno kudare reparamende reAmerica yavanoti US Capitol nemusi wemuvhuro kwawanga wakaradzikwa kusvika nhasi wazoenda kucathedral, National Cathedral, kuchurch service kana kuti kwanga uchiitirwa zveminamato. Mushure mezvo vari kuzosimuka vakananga zvakare kuTexas kwavari kutarisirwa kunge vachiradzikwa mangwana paruti pemudzimai wavo amai Barbara Bush vakashayawo muna April wegore rino. Iye zvino tombokuratidzai zviri kuitika kurufu rwava Bush.
For so did you ordain when you created me, saying, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. All of us go down to the dust, yet even at the grave we make our song, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Living with your saints, for a sorrow and pain no more, a sign of life for us. In your hands, O merciful Savior, we commend your servant, George. Acknowledge, we humbly beseech you, a sheep of your own fold, a lamb of your own flock, a sinner of your own redeeming. Receive, George, into the arms of your mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of the saints in light. Amen.
Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be on you and remain with you in this world in which we live, this day and forevermore. Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Thanks be to God.
That's a church service there underway right now as we speak. As dignitaries in Washington, I bid farewell to George W.H. Bush, the former President of the United States, who passed away on Friday last week. Now, let's take a listen to what George W. Bush, the son to the late, had to say.
Distinguished guests, including our presidents and first ladies, government officials, foreign dignitaries, and friends. Jeb, Neil, Marvin, Darrow, and I, and our families, thank you all for being here. I once heard it said of man that the idea is to die young, as late as possible. At age 85, a favorite pastime of George H.W. Bush was firing up his boat, the Fidelity, and opening up the three 300-horsepower engines to fly, joyfully fly, across the Atlantic with the Secret Service boats straining to keep up. At age 90, George H.W. Bush parachuted out of an aircraft and landed on the grounds of St. Anne's by the Sea in Kennebunkport, Maine, the church where his mom was married and where he worshiped often. Mother would like to say he chose a location just in case the chute didn't open. In his 90s, he took great delight when his closest pal, James A. Baker, smuggled a bottle of Grey Goose vodka into his hospital room. Apparently it paired well with the steak Baker had delivered from Morton's. To his very last days, Dad's life was instructive. As he aged, he taught us how to grow with dignity, humor, and kindness. And when the good Lord finally called, how to meet him with courage and with the joy of the promise of what lies ahead. One reason Dad knew how to die young is that he almost did it twice. When he was a teenager, a staph infection nearly took his life. A few years later, he was alone in the Pacific on a life raft, praying that his rescuers would find him before the enemy did. God answered those prayers. It turned out he had other plans for George H.W.
Manzwa vanga vachitaura apo ndava George W. Bush vanove mwana komana vava George H.W. Bush avo vakashaya sondra pera nemusi wechishanu iwova George W. Bush vanga vachitaura vakambengewo vari mutungamiri weAmerica isaka ii nhaka yanga iri mumba mavo yekuti baba vakanga vari mutungamiri wenyika mwanakomana akaitawo mutungamiri wenyika vateereri nevatariri tinokukokai kuti munge muchipinda muchirongwa chedu to join our discussion phone us directly now on 001-202-619-2077 we are also on WhatsApp on 001-202-465-0318 wongu fonai pa number dzinoti 001 202-619-2077 muchitudzawo zvamunoda kutaura pamusoro pava George H.W. Bush vanove mutungamiri weAmerica wechimakumi mana nemumwe 41st president kubva muna 1989 kusvika 1993 vachitonga muAmerica ntunga.
Yebo jonga kunjalo lapho ke besilalele umnumzana George Bush oyindodana ke kamoyi uGeorge W. H. Bush. W. H. Bush waba ngumongameli we-41, the 41st President of the United States ngomnyaka ka-1981. Abanye bethu sasisabancane mpela khonapho. Wazophuma waseva one term kuphela wazophuma ngo-93. Eseke waba ngu-vice president, waba ngu-pilot, waya kulwa empini ezitshiyeneyo waseva mpela ilizwe leMelika kuma-different capacities. Into engavamanga embalini yeMelika, embalini yamazwe amaningi ukuthi uthole ubaba siba ngumongameli kuzokuthi indodana yakhe elayo ibe ngumongameli. Yikho ke okwenzakala kuGeorge H. W. Bush kanyela kuGeorge Bush elizwe ekhuluma nje kumzuzwana esanda kwedlula. Bakhona yini abangaba bekhumbula umuyi mhlawumbe ngokutshiyeneyo akwenzela ilizwe le-Afrika kumbe akwenzela umhlaba jikelele, ngoba lapha uyananzwa yibo bonke abamabandla atshiyeneyo akhokhelayo kuleli agoqela ama-Democrats lama-Republicans. Bayamncoma mpela bathi hayi ngumuntu obe lobuntu, umuntu obe ngumkhokheli olohlonzi. Ubahlanganisile mpela ama-Democrats lama-Republicans. Abangayaziyo imbali yamabandla omabili, i-politics zawo zedlula zimbi mpela, zedlula ezezanu leze MDC. Ukulwisana okukhona phakathi kwabo kukhulu mpela, kodwa imfa kaGeorge H.W. Bush sibone ibaletha laba ndawonye. Sikhuluma nje umongameli Donald Trump lowake waba ngumongameli umongameli Barack Obama. Liyazi ubudlelwano babo ukubana bunjani ngobe ngwelenja, kodwa bahlezi ndawonye. Sikhuluma nje emkhosini wokuhlanganisa ke emkhosini wokuphelekezela uGeorge W. H. Bush ozavekwa ke kusasa. Labahlonitshwa bethu namhlanje ejonga ecingweni
thina Dr. Frank Guni vanove nengo yeZANU PF vari muno muWashington DC. Dr. Guni, togamuchirai nemufaro pachirongwa chedu. Hello, Dr. Guni. Yes.
Hello. Kazuwai vakandemiri, kazuwai vachereri, kazuwai vantingamiri nkomo.
I want to know tender school. Maybe for the benefit of all our listeners and viewers, you can start in English. What do you say, or what do you have to say about former President H.W. Bush's legacy?
I think the former President George H.W. Bush has left a strong legacy for the Republican Party. The legacy of standing for their values and principles. However, he also has some questionable or negative legacies that he has left. For instance, we know that he ran against the Civil Rights Act of 1964 when he was in Texas. He protested that the Civil Rights Act protected only 14% of the population, and he was worried about the majority, 86%, which is majority white at that time. So those are negative legacies that he has left. He also invaded Panama in order to remove one person, General Manuel Noriega, whom he had worked with when he was head of the CIA. He also invaded Iraq in the 1990s. Again, that's everything is a legacy. But overall, I think he leaves a strong legacy for democratic values in the sense that he worked towards unity for the executive branch and Congress. He himself was an elected representative as a congressman. He also served as head of the Central Intelligence Agency, which gave a position which gave him a better view of the world. He sat in many meetings towards the fall of the Berlin Wall, towards the end of the Soviet Union, which enabled him again to have a geopolitical understanding of the world order that existed then. And he committed himself to changing America's focus and focus on democracy. That is epitomized by his reaction during the Tiananmen Square in China, when the Chinese responded to a sort of rogue group that was demonstrating against communism, and the Chinese used tanks to crush those demonstrations. Congress then demanded that the United States respond very strongly with sanctions and so forth, but Herbert H.W. Bush then decided no. He thought and believed that it was better to positively engage China and work towards democratic values rather than responding too quickly and too soon without considering the long-term benefits or negative effects of confronting China, and it paid off. Mm-hmm. I think in short, that's mostly what he achieved. We all know that he was also a pilot during the Second World War. He worked in many different areas. He became a very successful businessman, an oil man in Texas, although originally he was born in Massachusetts. He was the American dream. He came from humble beginnings and rose through different ranks, played different roles, saved his country in many different areas. And I think every American would aspire to achieve what George Bush the father did.
And what lessons does he leave for the global audience, not only for the Americans, but in geopolitics? What can people back in Zimbabwe, people back in Africa and elsewhere learn from his legacy?
I think the greatest value that he leaves for the world order is that of patience in international relations. There has never been an American president who focused on foreign relations more than George Bush, the late George Bush. He understood the value of positively engaging with other nations while pushing the American agenda for democratization of all nations around the world. Again, even though I mentioned that he sent a 10,000 force to invade Panama to remove one person, General Manuel Noriega, the real reason behind George Bush's intervention was that Reagan had reneged on his verbal commitment to democracy, and he had turned into a ruthless dictator who was killing opponents. So in essence, George Bush intervened in Panama in order to restore democracy. We also saw later on when Bill Clinton became president, he simply fulfilled the initial initiatives by George Bush to send military forces to support and restore democracy in the then Somalia, even though it turned out disastrous.
Thank you so much, Maita Basava Guni. Ndofunga tine mutereri ari parunare. Hello? Hello?
Mbona ngundlovu kunjani ndlovu enkulu
niyaphila linjani baba
hayi siyaphila usixhuma kuphi kwenda
ngisedethe uba kudumezwe ndlovu baba
aha usedethe
yeah
okay hayi siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo ndlovu
yeah
uyizwile indaba esingayo akusiphe umbono wakho umkhumbula ngani George Bush.
Ye okwakuqala ngithanda ukuthi ke kube ngumnyama omkhulu ukuthi silahlekelwe umuntu omdala ongangoba uGeorge Bush. Well, iminyaka ibisishiyile ukuthi aphumule sithi kalale ngoxolo sizwa ubuhlungu njengabantu bakomthakazi. Kodwa ke into engizama ukuthi ngiyitsho ngikhumbula ngesikhathi seGulf War e-Iraq. ye uba uSaddam Hussein indlela ayesenze ngayo iIran lapha kwakungakuhle lokhena. So ngezinye indlela ngimbona uba uBush eyindoda eyayifuna ama democratic reforms ukuthi abanye abantu izalwane zaziphila eIraq zihlaliseke kahle, izimo le-Iran utshengisa umhlaba ukuthi into eyenziwa yi-Iraq uSaddam Hussein wayephambanishile. Lanxa abanye abantu bakusola yekhonokhona kwakukuhle ngoba watshengisa amandla okuthi vele yona i-America ifuna ukuthi kube ne-democracy. Ube sokusithi-ke e-Afrika lapha njengoba ethile ubaba lapho uthi eSomalia wancedincedisa, kodwa-ke ngithanda ukuthi lanxa umuntu eye-100 percent-ke ekulungeni kodwa kukhona okunye, umuntu aza ebe-100 percent ekulungeni kukhona okunye nje axekethisa khona esesengumsekeli kababa uReagan. Ngobhuqazwe lo wahlupha eZimbabwe, umbhuqazwe abantu abangafuni ukuthi sikhulumela ngakho izinto lezi ezahlupha ezegugrawundi sisabanga eyethu yomdeni, kwakumele ukuthi-ke afuqele-ke ubaba uReagan mhlawumbe lenhlanganiso ye-United Nations ukuthi bazame ukuncedisa uhlupho lwalukhona, ngoba phela lapha sikhumbula ukuthi kwakudileni ubaba uMgabe lobaba uNkomo besilwa kusilwa ezomdeni. Kwakumele ukuthi basilamule phela lathi basitshengise ukuthi kathi into okuthiwa yi-democracy ibuyini, ngoba phela nxa bekhuluma besithi mhlawumbe kwafa approximately 20,000 emathibuleni kwakuyinto eyayivele ihluphe eyayingalunganga ukuba uMgabe esidivide ngama-tribes. So kwakumele ukuthi asitshengise-ke khonokuthana ukuthi lokho okwenzakeleyo ayisikho. Then okokugcina bengithanda ukuthi umongameli we-America bachayele ihlombo ba akujwayelekanga ukuthi-ke ubaba abuse-ke lo mfana abuse. Thina i-Afrika kumele sifunde ukuthi hhayi izinto lezi nge-democracy ziyenzakale. UDumezweni engabusa lo mntana Gelila ngabuse, kodwa phela ikhono lokubusa kubuswa ngentando kaZulu, ukulandela izinqumo zikaZulu lokuzwisisa abantu lokumanyana lo mhlaba. Njalo futhi okokugcina-ke ngithanda ukuthi i-United Nations ngabe kuthiwa iphuma le mephu mfowethu yokuevezela umhlaba ukuthi kathi manje umongameli umba abantu abehluleka ukubusa ilizwe labo bona bancediswa njani, kumbe kune-penalty abangayiphiwa, ngoba njengokuthi ama-African leaders amaningi ale-challenji kwezombusazwe kuyalwiwa kuyabalwa, at the end of the day kusafa uZulu. Ndokubona kathi esi-ishu yethu eZimbabwe odokotela nxa besitrikile ayisikho ukuthi bayazenzisa abafowethu balabo bathwele nzima. Ngibe sengithanda nje lanxa kungekho kutopic ngikhuze ubaba lwana omnye wakhuluma ukuthi odokotela laba bangani bayagula emakhanda. I think ucomment enegative labo odokotela abastrikileyo. No, i-democracy kathi nxa umuntu enamba uzasebenza njani. So America laba abakhulu ku-democracy hayi abasincedise. Okokugcina ngithi hayi baba George Bush lala kuhle njengomuntu ade kuphakeme, njalo futhi encedise even abantu abadisabled. Ngiyakhumbula kulenye i-organization angaphambani sothiwa i-Christian Mission for the Blind, ukuwancedisa abantu abaningi abagogekileyo. Okumele kunike insilela abantu be-Afrika ukuthi abantu abagogekileyo labo they are part of humanity, labo ngabantu. Ngiyabonga baba.
Aha, uyibeka kuhle Ndlovu enkulu, siyabonga ungena kuhlelo baba.
Umfonele phela mfowethu ukuxoxa la kulo gwalo lwami lapha ngizakhuluma la imbayi imbayi.
Hayi kunjalo Ndlovu, sakufonela.
Hayi kuhle baba.
Ye, nomzana Dumezweni Ndlovu umlaleli osixhumeke lapho eseCrossstate uyakhuluma, uyamncoma, uyayelizwile eyilandisa imisebenzi kaGeorge Bush, kodwa ubuye wathi akugeza lingelasici. Nanku phela uthi kwasuka-ke kwasweleka inhlanhla kwathi ngombhuqazo wegugrawundi uhulumende George H.W. Bush sangumongameli kaReagan kawuzange ungenele kakhulu kudaba lweZimbabwe khonapho, babimele bangenele belamule anzi nemtereri jonga ongo ba George H.W. Bush vakanga vari mutungamiri ane udzamu uye anodikanwa anodiwa nevanhu, asi kwakazokanganisika panyaya yekugurahundi vachiri mutevedzeri wava Reagan kuti havana hurumende yeAmerica ina kuzopindira panyaya yekuurawa kwevanhu vekumidlands nekumateveleland panenyaya yekugurahundi.
Aiwa, tichanzwawo kune vamwe vateereri vanenge vachiuyone maonero avo nemaziviro avo nepfungwa dzakasiyana siyana pamusoro pava George Herbert Walker Bush, George H.W. Bush, vaive vari mutungamiri weAmerica wechimakumi mana nemumwe 41st president weAmerica. Vaguni ndofunga tikadzoka kwamuri nerurimi rwaamai kuti vanhu vanzwisise zvamungataura pamusoro penhaka ingatariswa kana kusiiwa yatingati yasiiwa navaBush nekushaya kwavaita.
Tingati muchidembu nhaka yasiiwa navaBush muchakabvu ndeyekubatanidza vana veAmerica vakatarisa kutonga kwejekerere kana kutonga kweruzhinji yainonzi democracy. Bato ravo remaRepublicans rakanga rakabatana zvikuru nguva iyo vaitonga, uye vakaitawo zvakanyanya kuti dare remakurukota rikuno kuAmerica kana kuti Congress ribatane zvikuru kwazvo neadministration kana kuti nehurumende inotonga iri kuwhitehouse. Kunyanya takatarisa zvinoitika kunze kweAmerica, sezvo vanga vari munhu aizwisisa chaizvo nyaya dzekunze kweAmerica kana kune dzimwe nyika kubva neexperience kana kuti kubva neruzivo rwavanga vawana apo vakamboshanda vari mukuru mukuru wevasori vemuno muAmerica vekunze veCIA, apo vakamboshanda vari mumiririri weAmerica kuUnited Nations, uye apo vakanga vari mutevedzeri wemutungamiriri wenyika vaRonald Reagan kwemakore masere. Izvo zvinhu zvakanaka zvavakaita zvekubatanidza America. Uye vanoziva bato reRepublican Party vanoti kufa kwavaBush kwasiya vende hombe, nekuti ndo vamwe vaitarisirwa kuti bato ravo ringawana vanoruzivo kana kuti vanasoro jena vane njere dzekuramba vakaribatanidza. Asiwo vane zvinoshoreka zvavakaita muupenyu hwavo, sezvataurwa nemuteereri abva kutaura, tikatarisa kudivi rekuAfrica tinoziva kuti vaGeorge Bush pavanga vari mutevedzeri wavaRonald Reagan vaitokurudzira zvikuru kwazvo kuti zvirango zveupfumi zvanga zvakatongerwa South Africa ngazvibviswe, nokuti vaiti iwo South Africa yakuenda kugwara rakanaka, iri kuenda nenzira yatinowirirana nayo, kunyange zvazvo vanhu vatema vanga vakadzanyirirwa iko kuSouth Africa uko. Tinoona zvakare kuti vaBush vakapinda zvine chisimba kune dzimwe nyika dzinosanganisira vana Panama kunana Iraq, vachishandisa mauto avo zvine chisimba zviri kunze kwemurawo wenyika dzese kana kuti international law. Zvinhu zvinoti shoreke izvozvo, asi tikaverengedza zvese zvavakaita tinozotarisa kuti zvikuru zvavakaita zvakanaka zvinoraudzira zvakashata kana kuti zvinoshoreka pavari. Munhu mukuru chaizvo anga akura kwemakore akawanda ane nhoroondo inotarisirwa kuti izvi ndo zvinonzi zveAmerican, tikuti munhu anotanga achibva ari mwana mudiki okura achiitawo mabasa, munhu akatosiyawo rudzidzo munzira pakabhombwa America neJapan nguva yehondo yenyika dzese yechipiri Second World War, vakasiyira zvidzidzo munzira vakandojoina zvemauto vari kunevy, vakaita murwi wokutyaira ndege dzehondo, vakapfurwa ikoko ndege yavo ikapfurwa, asi vakararama zvavo, vakaramba vachirwisa kusvika hondo iyi yazopera, vakazotungamirira vakapinda mudare remakurukuta. Munhu ane nhoroondo yakareba zvikuru chaizvo. Saka tingati pasi rese rarasikirwa nemunhu aigona kubatanidza kana kudzorawo vamwe vakuru vakazotevera vaitungamirira nyika ino yeAmerica, munhu aitarisirwa kuti ndichipanga mazano anopota achivati dei madai dei madai. Segai ndipete ndichiti semutungamiriri weAmerica vakaitawo dare ranga rakasimba rinotonderwa neAmerica kuti ndo dare ranga rine makurukota akasimba chaizvo, mapresidential advisors aiti vaDick Cheney vanga vari kunezvemauto kudefense, vaColin Powell vachitungamirira musangano wevakuru vemauto kana kuti joint chiefs, kuti vaJames Baker vakatarisana nezvekunze kwenyika foreign affairs. Chikwata ichocho chinonzi nevanoziva nhoroondo yeAmerica hakuna chimwe chikata chakaitwa chaipa mazano kumukuru wenyika chakasimba kupfuura ichocho. Ndo zvatingati muchidimbu zvavanorangarirwa nayo, uye nhaka yavadai kusiyira kwete America chete asi nyika yese jikerere. Ndadzwa muteereri achitaurazve gukura hundi, wongu Havana kupindira, ndingati mazwi atinorangarira aitaurwa nehurumende yanga iripo nguva iyo yavaregeri naivo vaBush vaiti kwaurayiwa varungu vanga vaurayiwa vechiBritish. Saka ndofunga ndo zvimwe zvaita kuti vanyarare, asi in retrospect kana kuti takuzotarisira kumashure pamwe dai vakasimudza musoro kungadai pamwe kurwisana kwakaitika uku kwakadimburwa munguva pfupi kusina kuzaramba kuchienderera mberi, asi idzi dzava ndangariro chete, hatingazivi kuti zvaizofamba sei.
Mnumzana Frank Goni uyachasisa ke lapho ngembali kamoyi uGeorge H. W. Bush. Yindoda ebi yindoda mpela emadodeni, wenza konke umuntu angakuphupha ukubana abe yikho empilweni. Waba ngumongameli, waba ngudirector we-CIA, waba ngu-ambassador kubo China, UN, waye ngusomabhizimusi, umuntu ohloniphekayo, umuntu ochelesileyo, kodwa esingathi ngumuntu ole-resilience, ongathi lanxa ewile lamhlanje, esale engelalutho engelamali esikhwameni kodwa engalahli ithemba ethi hayi ngizavuka kusasa. That was George H. W. Bush for you. What can people learn, Dr. Goni, from his resilience, especially our leadership back in Africa?
I think his determination for democracy is a great lesson that our leaders can learn. Let me pick a specific example. When he lost the elections to Bill Clinton, who then became president, George Bush himself just served one term as president, although he had served as vice president for two consecutive terms under Ronald Reagan. His one president was just one term. When he lost the elections, he humbly accepted that he had lost the elections, and there was a smooth transfer of power from his administration to that of Bill Clinton, and he graciously assisted the Clinton administration as it set its roots in the White House and began its administration. He wasn't a bitter man. There was no controversy. He accepted the principles of democracy, that when the majority of people vote and speak, their vote must be valued and respected. African leaders need to learn that hard lesson. It's a difficult lesson, but if you leave power when the people say it's time for you to go, I think you earn more respect in the future than when you try to cling on to power, change constitutions, and so forth. Earlier on alluded to General Manuel Noriega from Panama. Noriega actually tried to change the constitution, and he even put his own people, subverted democracy, killed his opponents.
Doctor,
and we see these things happening in Africa,
Doctor,
and I
Guni.
Think Africans can learn from that lesson.
Thank you so much, Dr. Guni. Stay on the line. We have a caller tonight, Mkoma John Variparunare. Magadi, Mkoma John.
Mkoma John,
Vundu Jenner. Mkoma John, Anewa.
Vudzi jena.
Go into the night, Vudzi, or Dimkoma join Vudzi jena, I want to note in the Nogunda Bona message, which to me out, I want to phone a ray, Sakai, what not in Automakansa was opened up Churunga. It is our real Zamunga, Taura Pamsoro, Pava, George H.W. Bush.
And I'm Chirunda Kuba Rundiz and the Basara Vagabata Vakiri. Murgu wehondo apo pavainge vari vachi drive vachi chaira ndege dzehondo, saka munhu angai munhu anotiratidza kuti ndiye akaunza democracy kana ku Africa, zvinotiratidza kuti ndo vakaunza democracy kuAfrica, vachiratidza kuvanhu vatema kuti tisave ne long term tichitonga.
Mm-hmm. Asi muri kuona veku Afrika, muri kuona veku Afrika vachizvitambira here nokuti tirikuona kuti
ndichiri mudiki ndichiri kuhara ari
kuZimbabwe. Asi ndanchibvunza kuti mati vakabatsira kunza nyaya dzehutongi kuti munhu anogona kuzobva pachigaro. Ndiri kuti muri kuona zvichitambirwa here muAfrica nokuti tinoona kuti kune vamwe vatungamiri vari kutoisa hoko pazvigaro.
Ndiri kuona sekuti right now the young generation vari kuedza nepavanogona asi nekutenda nemutara Jesu ndozvatava tinoda peace. Saka ndiri kuona kuti zvichafamba chete kuti tikunde nhamo yeudzvanyiriri kuti vamwe tigone kupinda muzvigaro vechidiki.
Aiwa, thank you so much. Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma John. Thank you so much. That was John Budzijena calling from South Africa. He said he was so pleased and happy by the role that the former president played. He applauded him for his role as a pilot during the war and also his role in bringing democracy to the world. And he says in Africa, people have a lot to learn, especially presidents, that they can serve their terms and live together.
Yebo, Chonga, it's 23 minutes before 9 o'clock. Those who've just joined in, Lamhlanje sikhulumake ngokutshona kwayengumongameli weMelika uMnumzana George H.W. Bush. Obhubhe ngolwesihlanu ngeviki edluleyo esele minyaka yokuzalwa engamashumi ayisishiyagalolunye lane. 94 years old. Ubese kulile mpela. Ubhubha nje elandela unkosikazi wakhe obhubhela kunyanga ezimbalwa esanda kwedlula elonyaka. That's what we are looking at today, reflecting on the legacy of the United States former U.S. President George H.W. Bush. Abangaba abe tandugu ngena kuhlelo ichiani ke inombolo zenu kukasi letu ele VOA ndebele gumbe ele VOA. Shona sizweke imbono yenu ngomongameli George W. Bush lezi fundiso umzekeliso yokuhle engaba ekuthiyele yona ilo udaba isingalo lamhlanje.
Ndizozo ntungameli, just to remind our listeners and viewers that they can also find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com. And I think now the body is on its way to Andrews Air Force Base in Maryland, en route to Houston, Texas. And Dr. Guni, we have seen like what we saw today. We witnessed the former president of the United States interacting freely with President Donald Trump, the former presidents from both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. Is this something that can also happen in Zimbabwe or in Africa, where former presidents from various political backgrounds can interact?
I think if we put institutional values and put our countries and our people first, it's very possible. We know that African politics, when they are on opposing sides, people refer to each other as enemies and so forth. And I think that should stop, that should cease. What we saw today and even in the past, we saw former President Carter there, former President Clinton there, former President Barack Obama was also there, former President George Bush, the son, was also there. You saw the current President Donald Trump, they were fairly interacting as American leaders with respect. They were respecting each other and valuing the office which they hold. Unfortunately, in Africa, we still have a long way to go in terms of respecting the institutions that we have put on ourselves as the benchmarks for our democracy. We should remember that at the end of the political divide, we are all one people. We all aspire for the good of our nations. And if we are not united, we cannot grow our countries. We cannot grow the democratic values and principles. The first thing I think we should remind our leaders of is that they should stop dividing the people along using vile language like enemies and traitors and so forth, because that instills a sense of strong division. But if we look at the American side, all Americans, at the end of the day, they look at each other and say, we are Americans, and America is ours. They will fight for America together. And then afterwards, they can disagree politically, but they don't fight physically. You don't see people being beaten or being killed because of their political differences. And I think that's a hard lesson we need to learn and inculcate in our young people, as well as in our current leadership throughout the African continent. Some countries are moving in the right direction, but overall, we still have a long way to go. But I think it's a lesson that we can all learn.
Thank you so much. Mr. Guni. Silo Munyenjalo, we have our second guest, and that's Mozi Ncube of the MDCT. Here in Washington, and by the way, Dr. Frank Guni is a ZANU-PF member. Mnumzana Ncube, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga, Mnumzana Nkomo, linjani balaleli?
Silethemba baphilile abalaleli, Ncube. And by the way, just like Mr. Guni, Mr. Ncube has been in the United States for donkey years. Kuyini okukhumbulayo ngomoya Mnumzana Ncube?
Ngiyabonga kakhulu Mnumzana Nkomo. Mina ngikukhumbula kakhulu sibili ngo Mongameli uBush, ikuthi ngo 1989 engena khonapho ukuba ngupresident, isikhathi engangifika khona eAmerica khonapho ngangiyi-teenager. Nje lami lo mchiso ngisakholisa ukuthi ngangichinisa ukuthi ngikade indege. So I was not really in politics at that time and the 80s, but ngiyakhumbula sibili ukuthi nguye umongameli wayekhona engena embusweni. And into engifuna ukuthi nje ngitsho kakhulu, ukhona okwakhuluma ukuthi khona uBush wayenceda kakhulu kuma organizations njengayona le Christian organization eke yakhulunywa ngomunye lapho ekade khona efonini. Into ebengifuna ukuthi ngitsho nje ikho khona ukuthi lapho engafikela khona ngesikhathi uBush engena ukuba ngupresident kuse ekubo Missouri lapho eKansas, that indawo known as the Midwest, and indawo lezo kakhulu uzazithola ukuthi yizo ezilama-Republicans wona lawa ama-Christian conservatives nje bonabo abanjengabo George Bush uyabo. So uzathola ukuthi yibo bonabo abantu actually abancedayo kakhulu even e-Africa, nje abayenza ama-NGOs, babanika izimali zokuthi abantu bengene elokhu bebuye ngapha futhi e-America bethola ama-scholarships ukuthi bebuye bezongena izikolo ngapha e-church. So ikho ngikukhumbula kakhulu ngabo bonabo nje conservative group nje yabo George Bush ukuthi babe ngabantu abalokuphana, ababelozwelo nje, ababethanda nje ukuthi khona bebone ukuthi abantu baphila kuhle nje jikelele umhlaba wonke. Kakhulu nje belanda kakhulu bona ini i-security ye-America, but belalubelo bona bobu ukuthi bafuna ukuthi abantu bonke baphile kuhle jikelele nje emazweni wonke. So ikho ngikukhumbula nje kakhulu Mnumzana Nkomo.
Siyabonga Ncube, qhubeka ubambeleke esithatha umlaleli jo.
Ndizozo regaitinzwe kuna Mkoma Courtney vari ku South Africa. Makadi Mkoma Courtney? Ndinotenda zvikuru kuti makwanisa kuzopinda muchirongwa. Muri divi ripi ku South Africa?
Ndiri Cape Town.
Mu Cape Town. Aiwa, tipeiwo maonero enyu nepfungwa dzenyu pamusoro penyaya yatiri kukurukura nezvayo.
wa bushi muna anga writer ya kina msori chando mtendera o chando watendera njoti waka changa mza isusu maafrika kutitio nefungo kutitio nefungo zekusara kujanyiru na jine huu mende kutine isinga mbubo power na wita si ipapu ndo pa waka gona cheta bushi ndo yanda yeo nekubatira o wano keta sa nekubatira na EMDC.
Hello. Oh, he got cut. That was Courtney, one of our listeners calling from South Africa. He was praising former President H.W. Bush for helping mostly people in Africa to realize democracy. And he was still explaining when the phone got cut. I think we'll try to reach him again so that we can bring him back on the show. Mtunga.
Haha, yebo kunjalo jonga. It's a quarter to nine. Siyahamba mpela isikhathi. Lamhlanje kuhlelo silo mnumzana Frank Guni, Dr. Frank Guni owebandla lezanu PF. Lo mnumzana Muzobanzi Ncube owe MDCT konapa emelika njalo sikhuluma ngokutshona ngokudlula emhlabeni. Kwaye ngumongameli wemelika umnumzana George H.W. Bush. Sikhuluma nje isidumbu sakhe sisiya egcekeni lendizamchina Andrews Air Force lapho esizathwalwa khona ke siye eTexas eHouston lapho azavekwa khona kusasa. Ngiphenduke kuwe mnumzana Ncube, kukhona yini okungafundwa zinkokheli zezwekazi leAfrika ngitsho laseZimbabwe kumbali kumpilo kamoya? Mnumzana Ncube?
Oh, uyangizwa?
Yebo, ngiyakuzwa. Ngithi kukhona yini Ncube okungafundwa ngezinye inkokheli ikakhulu zezwekazi leAfrika embalini kumbali kamoya?
Kakhulu sibili mnumzana Nkomo, ngoba uyabona ukuthi ipolitics zethu kakhulu eAfrika yile ngezokuzondana kakhulu. And bonile lapha umongameli uBush ukuthi uzamile kakhulu ukuthi khona lapha eAmerica abantu babambane kakhulu. Emfuna ukuthi ngikhulume kakhulu ebuthini uDr. Guni lapho ngiyu chairman wezanu PF okhona apha la yena. Ukungakubamba nje wakuphatha khona ukuthi khona kumele ukuthi khona sifunde ukuthi ipolitics akumelanga sibe le kwerede lezane zokuthi sesizondana sizondane ngama tribalism ye racism into ezinjalo ukuthi kugcine kusiba le violence. And kuhle kakhulu ukuthi kukhulunywe nguye yena uchairman wezanu PF uDr. Guni, and ngithemba ukuthi laba bantu bezanu PF bazwile khona ukuthi omnye wabo uyabasola ngento abazenzayo, ngoba into zokuchayana zenezi eze violence zenziwa kakhulu yimhlangano wezanu PF. So kuhle kakhulu ukuthi yena uchairman wezanu PF la nxa ekubona ukuthi kubi ukukhuluma kumphakathi bonke abalezindlebe zabezanu PF ekhaya khona ngapho la bayakuzwa ukuthi khona akurayit ukuthi khona sithi sibusa sibe sinyombana sichayana, akurayit khonokho sibili. So siyakumele sifunde isifundo sokuthi khona uGeorge Bush wathi eluzile ukuba ngupresident edliwe nguye uBill Clinton baba lokubambana kakhulu even after eseluzile uBill Clinton ebusa. But singathi siyakhangela kathesi kunje thina kithi eZimbabwe lapha uchamisa unje layo donse siyale umongameli layo umnankabu donse siyale kakula ngisho ukuthi sizame ukuthi sikhangele ukuthi sibumbe ilizwe ukuthi abantu laba behlale phansi kumbe bayakhulumisana kube lokuzwanana, because at the end of the day khangela kathi sokuqhamuka okukholera ngapho la begwanda abantu bayadubeka ekhaya. So ukuthi silwa sisiya ngapha sidonselana kakulunganga, kumele ukuthi abantu bebambane behlale phansi bekhulume ukuthi isizwe sakithi sithuthuke.
Uyabona. Siyabonga Ncube loguni qhubekani libambile. Sithathe umlaleli uChabalala. Kunjani Chabalala?
Atinga kunjani baba?
Hayi siyaphila. Usiqhuma kuphi?
Lwana Tunga.
Yebo Chabalala.
Ngicela ungibongeke zvakuru kuvava lekuta mukuni oenza anhu acho ndokoni yabonga kuri uweza kwake uweza ndomuntu ongasoweza anhu ongati ungumuntu omayama amaphati asikuti ngenyanyi ngakona ukuti ngiyakubonga inkulumo yakhe yonke ukuthi sibonke abantu bezanu bangenza njengaye hayi ngoba lakusinize ngiyabonga
hayi siyabonga Tshabalala vaguni hanzi nemutereri ndokumbira munditendere kuna vaguni hanzi tsando kwamuri muri kutaura mashoko anovaka muri kuita kunge hamuzi munhu wezanu PF saka nokudaro hanzi dai vanhu vezanu PF vese vachitaura semi uyezve vaine pfungwa dzenyu dai nyika ichibudirira ndivatshabalala ivavo vaguni
And Tunga, maybe before we go back to our guests, we can cross over to Joint Base Andrews, where the body of former President H.W. Bush is about to be flown to Houston, Texas.
Those who are watching us on Facebook, I'm sure you can see the pictures, the video rolling there, whereby the casket of the late is about to be flown back to Houston, Texas, where he will be buried tomorrow. We have about 7 minutes remaining on the show, Jonga.
Tumbunzwa kuna vaguni. Vaguni, tinoona kuti kazhinji upenyu hwevanhu vazhinji vanoti wanzi afanaka vanhu vanozopembedza mushakabvu ndozvamungati here zviri kuitwa nekuti tiri kuona vakawanda vari kusimudzira vabhushi mabasa avakaita tichitarisawo imi nemaonero enyu munofunga here kuti ndozvimwe zvimwe chetewo zviri kuitika kuti vanhu vari kusimudza mabasa avabhushi nekuti afanaka
Aiwa, chichokwadi pachivanhu tinoti afana kasi tikatarisa mabasa avo nenhoroondo yeupenyu hwavo avo mabasa zviri kupembedzwa zvinhu zvavakaita zvavakaachivha pachirungu yayo vanoti it's an earned legacy zvinhu zvavakatoita zvisina anopikisa zvinozikanwa kuti ndo zvavakaita ndosaka vanhu vari kuzvipemberera vanhu vangadewo kuziva kuti vabush ava vanga vari munhu wechitendero chechikristu vairemekedzwa chaizvo nevamwe vavainamata navo sezvambotsanangurwa kuti kunzvimbo kwavaigara uku kune vanoita zvechitendero chaizvo saka munhu aishyawo mwari zvinoita kuti vanhu vakawanda varumbidze zvavakaita izvozvo tikatarisa nhasi chaiye daro remakurukota emuno kongresi rakavharwa nekuda kwekuremekedza mabasa akaitwa navaGeorge Bush nhasi chaiye kwanga kuine hearing yeZimbabwe yanga ichifanira kutarisira kuti toenda kupi Zimbabwe after elections asi yamiswa zvekare nenyaya yekuda kurangarira nekutenda basa rakaitwa navaBush mukutungamirira America neupenyu hwavo nhoroondo yavo inhoroondo yakakosha zvikuru isina dzvete uye kana tichitaurawo tinotaura chokwadi sezvatambotaura kuti mune zvakawanda zvavakaita asi mune zvimwe zvishomawo zvinoshoreka zvavakaita kana ivo varidzi venyika ino vari kudarowo kuti pane zvimwe zvavakakanganisawo asika pachirungu vanoti no one is perfect no one is infallible naivo vane zvavaikanganisa asi tikatarisa zvakanaka zvavaikaita kunyanyanya zvakasimudzira nyika ino nekusimudzira kutonga kwejekerere pasi rese yainonzi democracy zvakawanda zvikuru zvakanaka zvinopfuura zvishoma zvavakakanganisa saka naizvozvo tinoti dei mweya wavo wazorora murugare nekuti basa ravo vakaita rinoyemurika chaizo pasirese.
Mhm, siyabonga mnumzana Guni, qhubeka ubambile siqhiba nje uhlelo. Sibuye kuwe mnumzana Mozi, we have 5 minutes remaining on the clock. Siqhiba uhlelo mnumzana Ncube. I-politics zama Democrats nama Republicans, ubaba Bush bengum Republican, ngeke ngathi ukuthi i-politics zalapha ama Democrats nama Republicans ukuhlala kudletshwana kuphela, zimbi ukwedlula ezezano leze MDC. Kukhona yini abangakufunda amalunga amabandla omabili lawo ama Democrats nama Republicans nje bereflecte ngembali egamuyi bethi hayi mhlawumbe ukudle phana lokwesikwenzayo ukumele sitshiyane lakho njengoba yena obesaziwa njengomuntu othanda ukuthula.
Ye kakhulu sivile mnumzana enkomo, uyabona ngesikhathi sika umongameli uBush laphana establishment Republican Party yayiparty civil eqinileyo. I think imbona ngani yikho civil isikhathi engathi nje iparty yama-Republican yeyayijileyo civil labantu bonke civil abayibo civil ama-Republican ama-establishments yiyo wena liyane kaBush nje kwa-trickler in kumntana wakhe khonaphana. Into eqakathekileyo kakhulu njengoba ngike ngatsho nje ukuthi i-politics yalapha e-America ivuthiwe yona civil. Okwehlukana kakhulu kithi ngama institutions, yabona ukuthi lapha baya respecta ama institutions kakhulu e-politics. Yikho kwenza ukuthi khona noma be sehlukana nje ngombono bephezulu vele ama Republicans lama Democrats, kodwa ama institutions are intact kakhulu okokuthi awusoze ubone ukuthi noma bekumisa emgwaqweni amapolice afuna ibribe noma usiya ngaphi usiyafuna ukuthi thupha noma ngaphi ngaphi kumele udize into ezinjalo. Ama institutions are intact kakhulu lapha ngoba sibonile even yena umongameli uTrump engena ezama ukuthi achintshe izinto ngezifiso zakhe ukuthi kwena abantu bonke abangahlali lapha bonke baphume, but sabona ama institutions alapha because I established kakhulu esala ukuthi khona no lokho kakho emthethweni. But sindani thina e-Africa usubheko khona ukuthi anti yabona kathesi sesikhuluma ngokuthi sesi-amend i-constitution ukuthi khona utsha imthetho yekuthi ube ngumongameli xa seku-52 ikwini khona kusihlale fuma kufuna uku-amenda ama-constitutions e-Africa ezintweni ezingelamsebenzi kulokuthi ngasifocusele ukuthini abantu abanamsebenzi ekhaya. That's exactly what we need to do to establish institutions that create employment so that our people have jobs.
Thank you, Mr. Ncube. Doctor, going to give us your last word. You have 1 minute.
We have learned from George Bush that unity of purpose and putting our country first and putting our people first is the greatest gift and legacy we can leave our future generations. Zimbabwe and other African countries can learn from this great leader. Let's all unite. Let's leave a better country than we found. Thank you.
Thank you there, Dr. Guni, and those were our two guests. That's ZANU-PF chairman here in North America, Dr. Frank Guni, as well as Mozi Ncube of the MDCT.
Ndoda kuti va Guni vangoti muchidimu 15 seconds neshona kuti muno siya vatereri vachinzwei.
Tinosiya tichiparidza kuti ngatibatanei vaBush vatisira chigache kuti tikabatana tikaisa nyika dzedu tikaisa vanhu vedu mberi zvinoita kuti vanetevera kumashure kwedu vamangwana vazotiyemurawo. Tinoda kutenda basa ravakaita rekubatanidza nekutarisa demokrasi kutonga kweruzhinji ndo zvinoita kuti nyika dzibudirire. Dei tadarowo kuAfrica kwese nemuZimbabwe medu ngatibatanei tichiisa nyika yedu pamberi ndo kuti nyika yedu ive nevandudzo.
tizowa neramangwana rakanaka.
Thank you so much. Dr. Frank Guni. That was Dr. Frank Guni, ZANU-PF member in Washington, D.C. You also heard from Muzi Ngube, MDCT organizing secretary, also based in Washington, D.C. My name is Jonga Kandemiri.
Lo ntungamilinkomo lebelobo sokobuhla.